This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled The Leader of the Free World. Dr. Weintraub, in your commentary, you point out the United States was largely responsible for the current global financial crisis, which has had many negative impacts on Mexico. How is Mexico doing?
Mexico's financial situation was strong until the U.S. financial meltdown, mainly starting around September of 2008. The financial economic situation in Mexico is now very precarious. There has been deterioration in the exchange rate and the peso with respect to the dollar, in Mexican exports, in foreign direct investment coming into Mexico, in the budget, which had been in surplus, is moving into deficit, in the balance of payments, which is moving slightly into deficit, in the auto sector and manufacturing generally. It is not a healthy situation at the moment in Mexico.
And is the United States helping Mexico in this crisis?
In some areas, the United States is helping, such as the swaps between the Federal Reserve System and the Mexican Central Bank, under which the United States or the U.S. Federal Reserve, with its swap arrangement with Mexico, provides dollars when are needed. No, in other respects, such as cross-border trucking, where the United States has violated its NAFTA commitment on unproven safety grounds, allegedly safety grounds. The U.S. government has just cut off funding for a demonstration program that has been working without serious accident for more than 45,000 Mexican truck crossings. The U.S. action is protectionist, and under a NAFTA panel ruling a few years back, Mexico has the right to retaliate against $2 billion in imports from the United States. Thus far, Mexico has chosen not to do that, but now that there seems to be no hope in resolving the trucking crisis, Mexico may, in fact, retaliate.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/simonchair.